If you don't like what we tell you to believe in, we'll kill you.
Stuff.biz.
Hey, you're still listening to only half the show? Get behind the paywall and get the rest of the story. Go to therightstuff.biz/paywall and choose the subscription model that works best for you. And don't forget, every Tuesday evening there is an Odyssey stream where Sudden Sun will take your donations through a credit card or a debit card in exchange for a subscription. You have no idea how much content you're missing. Go to therightstuff.biz/paywall and let's fix that.
Hey, it's the Daily Show 11-12, because 7-8-9.
This is the good stuff, the right stuff.
The Jewish apocalypse.
It's okay. I'll just do, like, abstract kinds of dad jokes there. How's everybody doing? It's Monday morning. It's Disney Analog Christmas again. Intersectional feminism is lost. Jezebel shut down. I think on the same day that stupid movie came out, right, McNabb? Is that what they're all saying?
Mm-hmm. Yep. Same day.
There you go. It's like pottery. It rhymes. Let's see. Anything I can say to avoid talking about that young boy that was lynched in Las Vegas?
Oh my god, dude!
But I guess that's where we have to go.
The article on Justice Report covers it very well, but it's very difficult to look at this. Like, we're looking at the pictures of this kid with his dad and stuff. It's like, dude, that's like heartbreaking. I don't know how else to describe it. It's really hard to be funny when you look at this shit. And the good thing is that people are having the kind of reaction to it that is like the kind of thing we have been demanding for the last three years. Okay. Like, everybody wants this to be charged as a hate crime. Everybody is like noticing that this is, obviously it's impossible not to notice this. Everyone knows this, but when things like this happen, the moral dimension of this is so obvious that people come out of their shells and lose a little bit of their fear. So people are on TikTok, they're on the newspaper sites for Las Vegas saying this is a hate crime, this is racial, like they beat him because he's white, they're all black. All that stuff is going on. And the Justice Report got a comment from the Nevada NJP where they described it as a racial lynching.
Wait, the Nevada GOP described it that way?
No, the Nevada NJP.
Oh, NJP. I was going to say.
No, the Nevada GOP described this as a brave act of blacks overcoming white supremacist Democrats. The Nevada GOP said the kid deserved it for being a Democrat.
Well, the Nevada GOP would just be like, we don't want to racialize the crime here.
Well, actually, the Nevada GOP is like, I don't want to worry about this right now. I'm too busy like licking Jew butthole right now, like, because we're going to that Jew run casino and doing the National Jewish Congress, and we're just like worshiping Israel. So a white kid getting beaten to death, yeah, that's really not. That's not really. We don't handle those kind of cases here. Like, that's not. That's just, you know, part and parcel or whatever. Like, sorry, we're too busy enjoying the fact that Tim Scott has a blonde girlfriend. You know, what does Stryker say? The only thing evangelicals like more than Israel is blacks on blondes. So, yeah,
I was given a completely different picture of like the race war. You know, sometimes I'm told that our harsh rhetoric is liable to start a race war. That race war would just be, it's like, nigga, like, what do you call this? Like, what do you call another instance of just like a mob of niggers lynching a white kid and they're going to get away with it? It's just another Ethan Lyman. It's kind of,
now. Yeah, and apparently, basically, this kid, one of the, like, these blacks were picking on a smaller kid, and this kid stepped in to stick up for somebody, and here we are.
Tim Poole says, some of his attackers are black, some are not. It was an equitable, diverse, and inclusive lynching of a student.
Where are the ones that aren't black?
I don't know, because he's responding to Wall Street Silver, who usually sucks, who is saying Jonathan Lewis was white, his attackers were black. All right, I don't want to fucking watch this video. Thank you very much.
I mean, maybe there were some fucking beaners or something. I didn't see any. There's no whites, that's for sure.
See, Jonathan Lewis was trying to protect another smaller. He was trying to protect another smaller student initially, then 10-plus student others teamed up to attack Lewis, getting him on the ground and causing multiple injuries that resulted in his dying later. According to the boy's father, the brutal beating happened after 17-year-old John Lewis stood up for one of his smaller friends. A couple of kids attacked him, and they weren't able to hurt him enough, so they all attacked him at once. Oh, and there's Elon. This is terrible. 100, bullseye.
None of these.
Yeah. But why is Tim Pool saying, like, it was very diverse, some of them are black,
because
some of them
are
white?
Needs,
like,
to,
what is he trying to do?
He needs to diffuse the racial issue of it. That's his number one priority. His number one priority is to, because they know, they swing into action to de-racialize the issue.
I was like,
when you can't.
I'm thinking, like, is this some kind of irony he's doing? Is this like a joke? But there's people
in
it.
If he's trying to do an irony out of this, then he's even just another. Not only is he stupid, he's a cowardly scumbag, which he is.
Well, he's getting ratioed. People are like, no, those kids are all black. Tim, we have eyes. Yeah. I'm just like,
Yeah, I mean, the best you're going to get is you have a black presenting fucking beaner or something like that. I'd be willing to believe that. But other than that, I don't see a white face in there. There's not a wigger to be seen. It's fucking. It's blacks, and maybe you got some, like, you know, what do they call it? Maybe you got some Zambos or something in there, right? Or maybe you got some fucking just, like, nigger-presenting beaners. I don't care. Like, obviously it was an attack. Obviously he was targeted extra brutally for being white, and obviously they felt impunity because he was white. So, like, I'm sorry. And additionally, people can say, like, well, black people, well, they do this to blacks too. It's like, okay. But white people don't agree to live like that. White people don't agree to live where people can just be beaten to death for, like, you know, because they, like, dissed you or something like that. Oh, he's cut. They pack cut. When I see people using that kind of fucking language, that kind of nigger, like, barely mumbling syllables out of your thick-tongued, fat-lipped mouth, like, I know it's black shit going on, right? Like, when I see these fucking troglodytes mumbling out their fucking retard language, their retard slang that barely... They barely can enunciate syllables like a human fucking being. I know it's nigger shit.
Well, that's pretty rough. Yeah, traumatic arrest. Transported him to UMC. I'm assuming the family was probably there when they finally called it. That's ugly.
He was in the hospital for a few days before finally passing.
That's fucking ugly.
Yeah, his dad is saying... I'm not going to say anything. His dad is saying things that, you know, I get it, but it's like, bro, like... The problem is, it's like, I get why you say those things, but when you say those things, what happens is your son will be forgotten because it's not convenient what happened. So every member of the Jewish establishment, both political parties and the media, will report on it and then step over it, including law enforcement, because no politically, frankly, you have to be willing to make these things political and make them racial, because if you don't,
this keeps happening.
You don't stand on that ground.
It keeps happening.
And the fucking establishment is going to keep letting it go. Saying publicly this wasn't a race thing, what that means is the police, the schools, the government, the media can all just move on tomorrow, which they will.
Well, when you say that kind of shit, you're putting the lives of my kids in jeopardy, so I don't
appreciate
it.
That's the problem. Other, I know, it looks like Sven was just going to go have a little bit of a moment there, so we'll just press forward. I understand it. That is the problem. And this is a very sensitive issue because you don't want to say something to somebody who's just had such a monumental loss in their life. But at the same time, like, we have to think on a larger plane. We have to think about more than just ourselves, because other people's children are put in danger by the refusal to acknowledge what these issues really are and the refusal to engage in white communal self-defense.
Yeah, you're just normalizing this. You're normalizing white people, especially young white males, having literally no value.
And there is
no... Just kill them.
There's no... When you see what happened, when you watch the video, which I watched, and I don't want to show it on the show, people can seek it out themselves and watch it themselves, there's no question that this is blacks. It's obviously very racial because of the look. It's just everybody knows what the fuck happened. Everybody knows. Yeah, I'm presuming Sven is raging around his basement right now. That's we'll let him cool down. I understand it. I don't blame him. I have no criticisms. But, like, it's his kid is – he's got a kid similar age, right? So it's just, mm-hmm. like, it, you can't – you know, you can't – what could you say, right? What could you say? And legitimately, like, white people, you have to stop doing this. It's not a race thing. It is. It is. And you know it is. And you know how I know you know it is? Because you immediately went in to in before it, thinking that maybe this would do something to help your family. But in fact, what you're doing is you are making sure everybody will ignore it. And you are, frankly, putting other people in danger. And it's difficult.
You're just admitting that your life is worthless. That as a white person, your life's worthless. Your kid's life is worthless. You're just going along with it. Sorry.
And I know how people react to the kinds of things that we're saying. So I'm trying to sort of put it to people in a way that it's not going to immediately put defenses up around this. But like people. Frankly, I mean, look, we have experience in this area. In fact, we have an A-B test in this area. And we have a dad who did not do that. And the man that killed his daughter was sentenced to many, many years in jail and tried to appeal to get out of it. And the appeal was denied. That was in Fargo. And we have Pastor Liming, who went along with the it's not about race, and his son's killers just got lightened. One of them got off completely, one of them got like a very light sentence.
Is anybody in prison for that right now? I don't think anybody is anymore, right?
I think one of those blacks is going to serve like 1 year in prison.
Ooh. Your son's life is worth.
Right. And, mm-hmm. and Pastor Liming, too late, came out and said he got one news segment on some Cleveland noon station or something where he said, yeah, I think this was race. And I think that my son was failed by the system because of his race. One news segment that was then completely memory holed and buried and over with. And by the time he said it, it was already too late because
I have my sarcastic navel gazing thing that I was going to do, but I don't even just know if I have the, anybody out there who's pro-white with like maybe a Ukrainian flag in their profile on the internet. Got any reasons why this was his own fault so we don't have to feel bad? Is his dad like a
Uyghur? Tell me how this is okay. Statements.
Tell me how this is okay. Just like no one should support like Israel getting wrecked. You know, find a reason why somebody was too liberal for you or he shouldn't have been around those blacks at all. He should have known better, right? That's usually what we
do.
That's what this movement is right now. This movement is like a fucking psyop. Fucking just Jewish controlled opposition machine just everywhere you look. I'm just waiting for that. It's every time we have one of those stories, that's the next step.
Well, right. Unfortunately,
I made the mistake of reading his comments. I probably should not have done that.
Well, look, here's the problem. And I think what that's going to be, what people are going to say is like, look at what the dad said. Like, this is the thing. And then I don't have to care. I don't have to worry about it. And like,
I care.
The whole point, the whole point of what we've been doing around this issue for the last several years, going out, we're close enough and we can get people in the area to get out there and say something about it. The whole reason is to start laying the groundwork to change the fact that people talk like this when these things happen. Because if you look how people are talking about it, frankly, you know, on the internet, it's very different. And people are saying, this is a racial hate crime. This is black on white violence. We've had enough. How often do people are saying those things? So there are people receptive to that. And the thing is, it's on the internet now. Now those people need to see somebody out in real life saying that, and they will gravitate towards it. This is what we are trying to do. This is the theory of our whole freaking organization, that we're going to go out and do this. And what that requires is that we have to start showing people. You don't have to just be only saying this shit on the internet. And eventually, like, you know, I do think people can only actually take so much. And people seeing it and eventually, like, seeing people being willing to go out and say something, that's going to moralize people. That's going to make them feel like maybe something can change. And
I think there's just a failure of all humanity to recognize that we need to be teaching our youth how to coexist.
Well, see,
which youth is this that won't coexist? Which ones?
Well, the problem is that this is the assumed philosophy and ideology of the system already in place. The people that teach you to say that are the creators of the system where this happens, where this is possible.
Hello, thank you for tuning in to the free edition of the Daily Shoah on the rightstuff.biz. If you're hearing this message, it's because you're not subscribed, and we need you to change that. See, the rightstuff.biz is 100% listener-funded. We have no sponsors, we have no mega donors, we have no shadowy helicopter donors coming in and saving our ass. We need you to support us in our efforts to do these shows. So please navigate to therightstuff.biz/paywall and follow the instructions, create an account, create an order. We sell subscriptions monthly, quarterly, twice yearly, and yearly. It's a little bit complicated because of the rampant censorship we've had to endure, so you'll have to pay with cryptocurrency, money orders by mail, e-checks, or you can navigate to my Odyssey channel, create an account on Odyssey, and you can pay me with your credit card. Thank you, and enjoy the first half of the show. Thank you.
And this is something that people have to recognize. Simply saying no more hate, it's like, well, what kind of hate was it that killed your son? What kind of hate created this outcome? What kind of hate continues to create similar outcomes to this across the country several times a year? What kind of hate is that? It's not just faceless random hate. Everyone can name the hate when you have a man bites dog incident. When a non-protected class, you know, lashes out at a protected class, everyone has no problem naming
that.
The hate then. When protected class, when blacks who are a protected class lash out at a suspect class, which is whites. Remember, whites are a suspect class in America. Based on race, white people are what it's called a suspect class, meaning they're people who effectively do not have rights.
Well,
and whose any claim to rights is viewed with a great deal of suspicion. By the system itself.
Well, they're the
a white person's claim to have rights is looked at by rolling over you. Looked at by system operators as an inherently suspicious claim. You know, Alex knows what I'm talking about with the idea of a suspect.
Yeah,
that's what we are. That is legitimately what we are.
Right.
Anyway.
It's just like you're an occupied population.
Right. Palestinians are also in Israel a suspect class.
Well, it's the same thing. They just do it to us more slowly and more deliberately.
Right. Right.
But Palestinians get behind an organization like Hamas and they actually fucking punch their oppressor in the teeth every once in a while.
Right.
That's
right.
That's
and maybe when white people are holed up on a 26 long strip of land, we'll do the same.
Well, it's not enough when the teenagers get or what was the woman from was it Memphis last year who was just like missing for several days, was like chased down by a nigger and raped and murdered for God knows how long. It's like how many of these? Or niggers smashing old ladies at a dock over the head with steel chairs like it's fucking WWF, and then they cheer for that enthusiastically. It's just
the whole country cheering for an innocent white lady getting smashed in the head by a chair, and that guy becoming a folk hero. There's a direct line from that shit to this.
It's the same shit
because niggers don't view this any differently than they viewed that. So every nigger that went out there and lionized, and frankly, every Jew and every fucking cucked white person that went out and made jokes and talked about that like it was cool, you helped kill this kid too. You helped murder this boy. That shit, that viewpoint, that like just beating the shit out of white people just because they're standing around, that leads to this. If you, niggers are animals, but they're not such animals that they don't pick up on that being the social atmosphere. They understand that they won't face any black trying to tell you that they're over police, that they face too – they don't believe it for a second. Watch nigger fucking criminals when they get picked up. If you watch video of them ever being like arrested or frog marching to the police station, they'll look right in the news camera and be like, I'll be out tomorrow, because they all fucking know how it works. Their arrest is a mere formality.
Are white people capable of rage anymore?
I am.
I think I'd be experiencing rage if something like that happened to me. I think my comments to the media would be a little bit different.
Yes. Yes. I think that we are. There's a lot of work that goes into misdirecting all that rage and pointing it in different directions and things like that. But, yeah.
I mean, wouldn't this make a man just want to slap some magazines into a semi-automatic weapon.
One would think so, but additionally,
time to leave comments to the media, would you?
I can't believe how few, like, I can't believe, like, the meme of the white mass shooters isn't, like, real with what whites are put through. I'm not saying I would approve of such a thing, and I can't, like, the thing, I guess because there's not enough news about it, you have to be pretty plugged in to hear about Ethan Liming, I guess. You have to be pretty plugged in.
Yeah.
I mean, this will be gone in a couple of days. It's
not going to make any mainstream, it may be for, like, or it will be presented without full context in such a way that, like, the racial element of it is not obvious. Like, they could report on this and you might think it was just blacks killing a black kid. Or that it was just a fight and, like, there was no necessary race component to it at all.
They're using a lot of techniques here. Like, Daily Mail reports this is a horrific moment. Boys punched the ground after trying to save friend. Jonathan Lewis, 17, who was beaten to death by a pack of bullies.
A pack of niggers.
We gotta do something about the bullying problem here.
Pack of humanoid fucking apes.
I'm kind of curious what the what are the commenters, or is this one where they don't have comments?
Yeah, this is what they're running with. The bullies. U.S. teen assaulted by 15 bullies. That's another headline. So, beaten to death by huge swarm of bullies. Yeah, that's the spin. It's a bullying problem.
Well, the Daily Mail also moderates their comments very heavily, so you're going to have to make sure that if you want to get a comment through, there are comments, and they're all like dog whistling stuff. Here you go. Cowards, they attack in packs. So that guy, that's what he. I mean, otherwise,
I really hate cowards.
A comment through.
I wish cowards would stop like doing carjackings and rape on.
Well, here's the thing: if this guy said blacks, the comment would have just not ever come through because I've commented on the Daily Mail before, and they just moderate it. Not that it really matters. It's like, what does it matter if you have a comment?
A mob of cowards can kill you, so I really wouldn't call it a bunch of cowards. If you're dead, you don't really have much of a chance to make them feel ashamed of themselves.
Yeah,
do you?
You don't really get the comeuppance out of that.
Yep.
So these videos plus school cameras.
Wait,
have they not identified them?
Have they not arrested anybody? I just see a tweet that says 13 days and no arrests. So we're going that far.
There's been no arrests.
Wow.
There has, as far as we can tell, there have been no arrests.
Probably plenty of upvotes on that Twitter video, though.
Dude, all these kids are black. They're all fucking black. Like, there's no. Like, I don't know what the fuck Tim Pool is saying. Dude, they are all black. There's not even a beaner. Like,
no, there's one beaner right there I can see. Unless he's
There you go. Like... All right, Tim Pool vindicated. There's a guy that looks like Tim Pool there. Does he have a dumb beanie hat on?
So we're going to really do the no arrest meme.
I mean, there might be some pressure that builds over this now for them to do it. Like, they have said...
Somebody was trying to save his ass, and that person got fucking beat up, too.
But if a white person gets murdered in cold blood, there has to be, like, media pressure for someone to make an arrest. That's America.
Yeah. And
like, yes, a lot of media pressure, and you might not get
in because it was getting out of control, and he had to run away because they turned on him. And I don't blame him for running. What are you going to do? Like, what can you do?
Kid running away? It was like the kid that's not black. Is he the one running away? I just saw.
Well, he tried to stop it, and they started turning on him, so he just ran. Well, you don't want to die. Can you do? Like, there's no fucking adults trying to stop it.
Yeah, really.
There's no school people. There's no fucking security guards or teachers or administrators. No one else is doing shit. What are you going to do against 15 people? What are you going to do against 15 savage niggers and one beaner? What are you going to do? You know, you're going to run. If you don't run, you'll die too. Like, I don't blame that. He's also a kid. It's a kid.
This is the outcome of Donald Trump's America. This is the let niggers burn it down and don't do anything about it.
Well, this is the outcome of, like,
basically. See yourself out of power and then let them just have it, you know?
Right. This just isn't America.
Well, it actually.
This is more America than anything I've ever heard. This is like the most America I've ever seen in my life right here.
Yeah.
Get stomped to death. America. Get stomped to death by 15 niggers on video and no one gets arrested for it.
I know the Justice Report. Let me look where it says. Like a lot of people want a hate crime charge.
Like there should be, there should be hate crime, and there should be like. Do you remember that scene in A Clockwork Orange? Little Alex, it appears your victim has died, and then like it washes over him, and like he's like that should happen to all these niggers. They should have a. I mean, if they can put together a cogent enough thought and be self aware enough to be like, oh shit, he died. That means I'm a murderer now. You know. I mean, that's at the bare minimum. Let's deserve it here. That sort of like big emotional reveal that like, oh, you killed a guy. You didn't just beat him. You didn't just beat his ass for being a punk or whatever. You actually killed him. And now that's, you know, killing people is not cheap.
Okay, let me see. I'm trying to see where it said. The police are saying that they, yeah, investigators plan to charge those accountable with murder. Despite their promises, police have yet to make a single arrest, according to Las Vegas Review Journal. It is currently unknown if the authorities are considering hate crime enhancements for any of the 15 juvenile suspects.
Just take them outside all. So, just shoot them all in the street. Just take them all outside.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what they're going to be doing anyway to each other in a couple of years. They're just doing ops. Like, why not? Why can't like the cops be my ops? Or the. That's not really the right kind of grammar.
No,
you know what I mean.
As of Friday, yeah. Police are working to identify who took part in how. Look, you have fucking cameras. You have it on. You have a video of it. Additionally, presumably there are some security cameras at the school. Also, people know who these fucking kids are. Okay, the kid that ran away.
He's going to tell everybody
who some of those kids were. But if frankly, he might be scared.
He might be scared to death.
Fucking
yeah.
Death. Because if you don't, if he tells you who they are and you don't put them away, they will kill him. That yep. Kid that ran away knows the names of at least some of those niggers. Because when I was in school yep. And I got beaten up by a pack of niggers, I knew some of that. I didn't know all their names. I knew some of their names at least. One of them was in my fucking art class.
you know, kind of honest.
I knew their names. I knew some of their names. Yeah. Now, some of them were like grown ass adults that were like 25 years old and didn't belong anywhere near the fucking high school, but there they were. One of them was 24 years old and had done
are
a statutory rape of
a
15-year-old black girl in the stairwell at the high school a few months earlier.
What's are you up? Exaggerating that? Or are you for serious? 24 years old?
Yes. When I was beaten up, 11 blacks chased me and two friends when I was in 11th grade and chased into the bushes and beat us up. They pulled a fake gun on us, which I didn't know was fake at the time.
Yeah, how
would you think? And we went back to school, and we went to the principal, and they called the police. The police came. They took a report. They knew who some of them were, and they said they had actually – this was the 90s. They had picked them up because they were being rowdy somewhere else, so they figured it was the same pack.
Being rowdy.
And I didn't know who all of them were, but I knew who some of them were. We gave them just some names of the ones that we knew who they were. Mm-hmm. And then we went in later, and some of the ones, frankly, like I wasn't sure I recognized them. And here we have the systematic racism. The detective told me which ones I was supposed to identify in the lineup before I went to look at the lineup. And since this has long since been adjudicated, it really doesn't matter. But like the fact of the matter is the detective was correct.
Yeah.
So like, and he just wanted to make sure that I would be, because again, you got 11 niggers beating you down, you know, you're not going to totally recognize every face. And he understood that. So he's like, these are the ones. And one of them, they told my parents, was a 24-year-old who they had arrested for a statutory rape of a 15-year-old girl in the stairwell at the high school, like a few months earlier to that, and it was always hanging around the high school despite being 24 years old. This nigga was always hanging around our high school. So yeah, look, none of this surprised. Given where I grew up and the amount of niggers from Newark that were always around, like none of that surprised me. None of this is surprising.
It's just not a civilized country. It's just not.
Right. Yeah. And I remember my high school won awards for being one of the best public schools in the state of New Jersey.
Mm. So the barbaric American system gave itself awards. Nice.
Yes. 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 Well, every year a different Jew from my high school got admission to Harvard. So, yeah.
Yeah. I don't know what to really say about that. It's just, fuck this country.
Yeah.
Since sending your kid to a high school that's not mostly white is, I don't know, might as well send them into a combat.
Well, honestly, that is actually when you look at the demographics of this school, it is kind of almost like, again, like, we have to not, though, do any victim blaming here.
I'm not blaming anybody. No, your kids should just be able to go to school. Even if it's the school is diverse, like, these niggers should be under control by an authority. Like, they're not. Like, that's the other part of it. Like, you are not allowed to exert authority and stop these people
That's another extremely perverse thing about this American system is that, like, it sets things up such a way that it's always, like, people always have a reason to say, well, there's blacks there. It's your fault for being there. And it's like, well,
no, it's the system's fault for having blacks there. It's the Jews. It's Israel's fault that I have blacks here.
Yeah.
It's just like it's Israel's fault that you have Pakis in your country. Like, all this stuff that comes down to, it all goes back to Israel. Yes, Israel exists. Israel exists. It controls our governments from the top to the bottom.
Like, the thing.
All the way. Think about it. Israel controls your government all the way down to, like, the local police department so that these things can play out this way. They really do. It's not an exaggeration.
Yes.
I'm not being silly. It's not a wild. It's like, if you like wild conspiracy theories, like, there you go. You can trace it all the way from fucking Zionism all the way down to your local police chief who won't arrest niggers who are getting ideological
training by the Anti-Defamation League.
What country do you think this is? There a police chief in that county, wherever they are, where this happened? Is it Las Vegas? I can't remember. Do you think they travel to Israel for fucking training with Mossad and whatever else the hell they do? They fucking do that shit.
It's a major
they
city.
Take cops.
It's a major city,
they take police. They take police brass on fucking field trips to Israel to receive sensitivity training. You think they don't learn how to, like, ignore white murder victims?
Sven needs me to sign up for a paywall subscription at therightstuff.biz/paywall. Okay, Sven, I'm your number one guy. I'll do it.
And these trends, you think this isn't part of it?
Right.
They don't want you.
What they're told is to always prioritize Jews in all cases, and that anti-Semitism is the worst thing. And you see police, this is a part of all police training across the whole country. Big city police, the top brass, gets a trip to Israel where they get trainings from these Zionist organizations like the ADL and others. To identify and understand anti-Semitism, and they are on hair trigger, and they're also shown logos and images and possibly even mugshots of people that Jewish intelligence agencies have identified in this country as anti-Semites and people that the police need to be on hair trigger alert for. When we were in Waukesha, you know, leaked documents came out later that they were monitoring us and sending all the data to the FBI Fusion Center, and even, like, stickers were triggering high alerts as, like, the actual murder of Daryl Brooks was, like, being yawned about.
Right.
So the actual murders by Daryl Brooks was, they weren't really worried about that. They were like, oh, NJP is in town. They're putting up stickers, or groups are putting up stickers, and there's this protest, and we've got, like, the shot, like, the pictures of all these people, and we're in contact with the Fusion Center, which is the FBI police communication thing about counterterrorism. And no arrests were made because we didn't do anything illegal and they didn't have any excuse. But the whole thing, that's what happens. Like, they're far more worried about that. And that is because, yes, Jewish Zionist organizations control the police, and they are on hair trigger alert for anything resembling something that's anti-Semitic, and they just overlook this shit. And the only reason that the police would even bother with this case is if there is a pressure campaign to make them do it. That has to happen. And yes, like, it's very easy to do victim blaming in America. Well, because again, the whole ideology of self-reliance, personal responsibility, individualism in America means what people do is they look at the situation like, well, what circumstances should this white person have been smart enough to avoid for this not to happen? Instead of saying, why does our system create these institutional circumstances where by going to school, you get murdered? How does that happen? How is it that solving this issue, and the only way, the only Jew-approved way to protest against violence in schools is to tell people we need to ban guns. And
the people that do that
desperately avoid discussing the race issue. And this wasn't a gun attack. This wasn't a shooting. This is a beatdown. So the niggers don't need guns to murder people. So the issue, and even when you do look at the shootings, it's all blacks too. So again, the only way you're allowed to protest this is through some stupid fucking thing that actually means take – what it really means is just take law-abiding white people's guns away and leave them even more helpless before these people. And, like, you know, it's – it's actually like in the circumstances we live in America, advocating for removing guns from white people is just another piece of anti-white bullshit. Like it's just another way Jews are spinning the solution to the problems they create as like another thing they want, which is white people not having personal firearms, which has nothing to do with any of this shit. It has absolutely nothing to do with any of this. And to advocate that white people be even more defenseless in a country where things like this happen regularly is evil. It's evil.
Yep.
So, yeah, like,
it's pure evil. Everything about it.
I mean, and the fact is, the kinds of reactions that you see from white people when the cameras are put in their face is the reactions of a brutally beaten down and oppressed person. And that needs to fucking change. And yeah, you know why? It is scary to change it, because when you change it, when you push back, when you punch them in the nose, when you go out and you challenge them, and you go out and you press on the actual issue, yes, consequences accrue to you. You get consequences, and your life becomes more difficult. But you know, if that doesn't happen,
sacrifice, it's kind of going to
get
bro.
Wiped out.
Why would you sacrifice anything when you can just like you know go to Buffalo Wild Wings? Just sacrifice.
Why not go to Buffalo Wild Wings and also call out anti-white shit? I mean, you could just also eat wings. Like, no one's saying don't have wings.
Yeah, right.
I eat wings sometimes, do it all time. Not from there, but there's a place around here that makes great wings. But yeah, anyway.
I don't know. It's all very cool. Wait, it's all just too depressing, honestly.
Yeah. Yeah.
So who's the police chief out there?
Probably some Democrat.
I'm
sure Democrat it's a nigger, run city.
Honestly. Let's look.
Is it a nigger? A nigger woman? So,
I would bet you. Like every fucking police chief in a major city is a black woman now, it's or maybe some pathetic. Beaner woman.
It's just pathetic.
Let's see. LVMPD.
It's just great that it's like.
Where is like our people?
And it's like the structure.
It's actually a white dude, Kevin McHale. That sounds like a white guy to me. Well, he is a white guy. That sounds like an Irish name. So they've got pictures of their police force. Well, their recruitment ad, the employment, recruiting, hiring, and training, pictures of a bunch of beaner women.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that sounds about right.
Yeah, Las Vegas, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. News and upcoming events. Press releases.
Is the upcoming event like the arrest of 15 niggers from the beating? Upcoming events not featured arresting people for violent crimes that have been caught on camera. Sorry. That's not a... That could,
okay,
could
press release 2023. Release date. Today, detectives investigate fatal shooting. Detectives investigate fatal shooting. Homicide detectives investigate shooting. I don't know what this means. Auto versus pedestrian. So there's an auto pedestrian accident. Auto versus pedestrian accident. Vehicle versus vehicle. Shooting leaves one dead. Vehicle versus motorcycle. And these go back to the 6th. I don't know where the report on a homicide by beating is. Let's see. Juvenile suffers substantial bodily injury during fight. That has to be it. That's from the 2nd. I don't see anything else after that. And we have a report here. November 1, 2023, approximately 2:05, LVMPD officers responded to reports of a fight involving students at a school in the 1900 block of Searles Avenue. School personnel performed CPR on the juvenile who appeared to be unconscious. Medical personnel responded and transported the victim to UMC Hospital with life-threatening injuries. Investigation is being led by LVMPD Homicide Section. It's ongoing investigation. We're working to identify the individual involved. Frankly, I find it. We are now. This was on the 1st. We are now on the 13th.
Yeah.
And this incident was filmed.
It's highly conspicuous.
And you know who goes to that fucking school. You know their names. And you know where they live. And there are witnesses. And you have cameras.
And they're walking around.
Get the fuck out of here.
And they're bragging about that shit. These are niggers.
Niggers always talk on their bodies.
They're not fucking. They're not embarrassed. They're not scared. No. They're not. They're not regretful. They're bragging about it. Everybody knows who fucking
did
it.
They didn't make a mistake either.
No, it wasn't an accident.
They didn't make a tragic mistake.
No.
They did it on purpose, and they thought it was funny. Just watch the video.
They still think it's funny.
They're still laughing about it, particularly because these fucking cops aren't going to do anything. I mean, like, legitimately, immediate pressure needs to be put on these cops to do something right now. Otherwise, they're not going to do it. They're going to let it go. They will let it go because it's politically convenient. And I have seen this happen before. I've seen it happen before where they knew who did a crime and let it go because it was blacks. I will give an anecdote. And it is not just the same as myself getting beaten up, because that actually happened in the 90s. By the time we were into the 2000s, I wasn't living with my parents anymore. My parents went on vacation for a week. And the black kids in the community knew that they were on vacation, broke into their house, had a big party, trashed the whole house, stole one of the cars that they left behind because the keys were hanging on the cork board in the kitchen, and they drove it and they slammed it into a tree, and the whole house was completely fucking trashed. And based on people in the community that my parents knew, it was known at least to the names of the ringleaders, and the detective assigned to the case investigated. There's a black family who lived across the street from my dad, told my dad to his face that they saw what was going on and they didn't like it, but they didn't call the police while it was going on because black kids get blamed for too much in the town already anyway. And additionally, through other just people that in the community that we knew and that people knew, they got the name of the black kid that had organized the whole thing. And it was given to the detective, and the kid was always in trouble and had been in and out, and they legitimately just never did anything.
Yeah. I was looking at the comments on this, yes.
They never did anything, just to finish the anecdote. They never did anything. And the excuse was this black kid already has like too many other charges. And so if we get him for this, then he's going to hit some mandatory, you know, ill thought out thing that's leading to huge black incarceration rates because of the war on drugs under Ronald Reagan. And so we basically have to just not charge him with the crime of, you know, breaking into someone's house, trashing their shit, stealing their car and trashing their car. We just can't charge him with that, because if we do, it's going to trigger him having to go to jail for a certain number of years because of these backwards laws that were put out in
those laws aren't backwards. They had a specific.
That was the fucking reason.
The only catch, the only problem with those kind of laws, the only thing that makes them ill thought out, is they don't do anything for these like 15-year-old first time offenders that just killed somebody. Like, how do you make it so that they're in jail before they kill a kid?
Let's not assume they're first time offenders.
Well, they haven't. What I'm saying is they haven't been caught with anything.
Yeah.
Like, there's nothing. Like, basically, like black teenagers should just be in jail. If you're not going to like get rid of them, you just keep them in jail.
I actually don't assume that some of these kids don't have previous offenses. Like, I don't assume they don't have a rap sheet already.
Well, like I'm saying, it's flawed because they should be in jail. if they have a fucking offense, they shouldn't be free. They're niggers.
Right.
I mean, like, you know, it wasn't putting them in chains that was evil. It was bringing them here that was evil. I mean, you can't.
I mean, when I was a kid, you know, part of the reason, even growing up in New Jersey, we actually had a fairly peaceful upbringing until that shit started falling apart later on, was because the fucking juvenile detention halls and the prisons were filled, which was something they started undoing when they started doing the attack on the war on drugs. But when I was like a young kid in like the 80s in New Jersey, like the number of blacks that were there were kept under control only through the extensive imprisonment of blacks and black teenagers and young kids, because juvie was always packed with niggers. Right. And it was actually a real thing. They did send kids to juvie. Like, black kids would just disappear after disciplinary incidents. But then they started deconstructing all that shit in the 90s. And by the 2000s, forget about it. They're just like, they were already, this shit didn't just start coming about in 2020. It got significantly worse. But like, they were already doing that in the mid aughts when this happened to my parents' house. And like, the police legitimately again, it's sort of like, well, hey, detective, you have an open case, you have a suspect, go make an arrest. Put him in the interrogation room, make him name other people, arrest these kids, round them up, and punish them. And they were just like, we're just going to just not do that. And after a while, my dad was like playing on the phone, off the phone with the detective for a while, and he just gave up because they just weren't doing anything. the homeowners insurance and car insurance like paid for everything, and they repaired their house. That's so again, here we have the system fucking to the Federal Reserve ultimately giving loans out, you know, leads to the fact that all this shit was covered, and then my dad could forget about it because it's like, okay, well, no one, the family member was hurt or killed, so it's all just stuff. We just buy it again once the insurance gives us money, and so now we can kind of forget that this happened. But I will guarantee you that the nigger that did that killed somebody. I guarantee fucking you the nigger that was the ringleader of that incident at my parents' house has killed somebody by now. And is probably himself dead by now.
Hopefully.
I highly doubt that nigger is still alive, but he probably took a few people along with him before he died. I guarantee fucking you all that shit happened. And so, you know, here we are.
Here we are.
And my parents moved from living in Montclair, New Jersey, to now living in a cabin someplace in the woods in Minnesota as libtards. Because now they're like, okay, now we know we can just enjoy our retirement and walk around, and hopefully they won't make it here yet. There it is.
They won't make it here. We're working on it though. Go live in that cabin.
The Somalians are dangerously
well, I mean, I've been
precariously close.
I mean, I've read stories in the past few years about people in these like weird, like idyllic, like small towns still exist in Minnesota, yeah. And it's like libtards move in there and they start advocating for niggers. So it's like it's the same old like thing. Like it's like Californication. Yeah. Like, oh, you're gonna move here and bring your shitty values with you, and then it's insane.
Yeah,
and it's all predictable and it's exhausting, and it's easy and logical, and it's like all you have to do is.
The truth is obvious.
Yeah, there's no argument against it. We have no power.
Yeah. The truth is obvious. That's why Jews spend so much money, mm-hmm. like owning and controlling and pressuring every single fucking media outlet to not get this shit through.
If you're hearing this, then you're only getting half the show. Did you know that therightstuff.biz is 100% listener funded? Thanks to this censorship machine, this project can only be sustained by listeners like you. By supporters like you. So why don't you get behind the paywall at therightstuff.biz/paywall and show the powers that be that they can't silence the most silenced.
Which is why when we do get stuff that Jews are doing that's really bad, even though it's very much covered up in the United States, but like, you know, like bombing hospitals and shit, it's like, yeah, no, we're going to have to make sure everyone knows that Jews are doing that kind of shit because, you know, frankly, this is what they do. This is the kind of shit they do. This is an example of how Jewish morality works. And it's legitimately the same system. The same system that trains police to disregard the murder of white people and to put all emphasis on any single little thing that makes a Jew uncomfortable is the same system that is bombing hospitals and literally killing babies in incubators on the Gaza Strip is the same system that leads to white kids bleeding out on the sidewalk. It's the same system. It's the same people, and it's the same system. It's Zionism. It's Judaism, and it's Jewish supremacy and Jewish rule. And all of these things have to stop. It simply has to be torn down because otherwise we can expect to just be phased out like they're trying to do to the Palestinians. And, yes, eventually it might end up where we're in a little tiny little strip of land and shooting like homemade rockets at them, and I don't want to get to that point. I mean, I'll do it if it comes down to that. You know, but like, you know, I'll be down there doing that. But like, again, like I am hoping that we don't get to that point where we can actually wake. We have enough people now. We have enough white people in this country. Literally just fucking say no to Jews and everything. Like all their power dissipates immediately if you just say no to them. No.
Yep.
Yeah.
Also, I mean, you need
to get your hang glider now and beat the rush.
And like, yeah, and like the idea that these urban spaces are just like done and like unclaimable is such a lie. Did you see how San Francisco cleaned up their little problems ahead of I think it was Biden Kamala show up? Instantly clean the streets up when it's for something, you know. So if it's worthwhile, if it's something they want to do, they can do it. I don't know what they do.
Well, they actually don't want Xi Jinping to see what an actual shithole this country is because he could easily go back and be like,
Xi Jinping has like the internet, right? He can see like what it really. He's gonna. He can read about the cleanup, and he can watch videos of what those.
I don't know if like the, I don't know if the brutal bants he would engage in upon return to China about like what he saw in America. Well, I don't know if they'd be able to deal with that humiliation. He would go back and be like, "Listen, dude, one of their premier cities, San Francisco. This is supposed to be a premier city in America, a city of rich, wealthy tech entrepreneurs, right? This It's a fucking there's like shit all over the street.
I wonder, like,
and like diseased faggots on heroin walking around like in a haze, hallucinating and screaming at people, and like stabbing people. This just happens. They just let that shit happen. Do you believe any? This is not a society.
Yeah. What if it's possible that if this fucking system manages to fall, if like we'll have any, if there's any way to like have goodwill with these actors of evil countries that. They don't just like, because they would be like well within their rights to just be like, every American, just go fuck off. Like what you've done for the
From
last.
From their perspective, you know, they why would they get,
it's why would like, they care about like this like, tiny percentage of people? Like, I just don't, you know.
Yeah.
It's sad. It sucks. It's like, for those of us who know, can you please? But.
Well, yeah. I mean, it's like they would be like, look, that system is in power, and like, you know,
like
again, they're not, it's not like they're bombing and killing us though,
like, you nor can't
do they
even
seem to have any plans to. Like, they're like, look, we're just gonna kind of disengage.
Well, if you're a foreigner, how can you even get the perception that the American white person is a brutally oppressed like population? Like, do you, because it's hard to say that, because if you're from the outside looking in, so many white people just participate in this, either as Democrats or Republicans.
Well, additionally,
and they don't look oppressed.
The system itself is constantly publicly engaging in the self-critique that it is racist.
Yeah.
Like, America tells America it's racist, and with a very loud amplifier. Like, this is an evil, racist, white supremacist country. And then other countries hear this, and they're like, okay, I guess. Now, the Chinese know that it's really Jews. But
do they think we all like
they
it?
They like to.
They probably think we all like it. That's what makes me upset. It's like, no,
I don't think that they really need to worry too. Yes, there's a perception in much of the world that American white people like lap Jewish butthole. And it's very difficult to get angry at them when you look at it objectively. It's hard to get angry at them for thinking that, because if the country is still like a majority white, and yet these Jews are running everything. Now, the only thing I would say to, like, say, Arabs that say this, right, is I would say, well, look at governments like Saudi Arabia or the UAE or Egypt or a lot of these Arab Muslim governments that have had peace treaties with Israel, and whose government then – or Jordan, right? Like, look at Jordan, Egypt, UAE, like these countries. Look at them. Now – you know, for you to say like that, now, can I blame all the like 90% of the Arabs in those countries that hate what their government is doing vis-a-vis Israel? Can I blame them? Or no, we actually understand that these are Zionist occupied governments.
Right.
So I would simply say to those Arabs, we too are a Zionist occupied government. So you should understand that, because you have Zog too. Zog also runs Egypt and Jordan and the UAE and Saudi and all these fucking shitty, awful countries. Right. And I understand that the Arabs that live in those countries hate their governments and hate Israel and hate Zog. Well, you know, there's a lot of white people that like hate like an aspect of Zog that they don't correctly identify as Zog on left and right.
Mm-hmm.
So our job is just explain how all this works together. So, and the people that explain how all it works together are the most brutally suppressed
yep.
by the Jew system. So there you go. Right.
Funny how that worked out.
Yeah. And frankly, every dissident, so-called dissident personality knows this, because they just say, well, you guys are dumb for actually explaining how the system works. You're not supposed to do that.
That's you're not actually –
do every
no, it's worse
That's
than that,
every
Mike.
Fucking dissident critique of us
no,
comes
it's
down
not
to.
Even worse than that.
Stop
it's,
telling the truth.
It's worse than that. It's not that you're dumb. It's like, you keep telling the truth, you're one of them. You're feds. Oh, you're right, Jews. Yeah. You're one of them. That's why you're doing it. Let me just cook over here and like –
Let me try and like
myself.
Sort of massage this so that like
so I can be monetized on YouTube or so I can get retweets from Elon Musk or I can you know
and let me pretend I'm doing that to appeal to the skittish like white-tailed doe normie who scampers into the woods at any mention of the word Jew or black. Yeah.
Meanwhile, yeah. Whatever.
Yeah, I know.
It's exhausting.
It's very frustrating.
I know it's really. I just kind of want to go to break because I'm just not in the mood. Like, honestly.
Yeah.
I mean,
if you want to take an early break this hour, we could do that.
I'm a little tapped out on young white males experiencing traumatic cardiac arrest myself.
I mean, honestly, coming back second hour and just doing a bunch of content about shit that's fucking trivial and doesn't matter would just, I don't know, I might live through the rest of the day if I just did that.
Trying to find this.
No, thank
well, God. Well, I was going to talk about like, God, there's like sieging a hospital.
All right, why don't you,
oh, no, right?
Why don't you do that right now? Then I'll just like I'll turn the camera off again and just like want to kill myself.
Okay. All right. Well, let's take a break. Let's take a little break. And
no, you're right. We shouldn't do that. We shouldn't shortchange the audience just because I can't like emotionally like control myself.
Well, we could just we'll have to do another hour. We'll have to do more content. The audience needs. They want to hear, because the thing is, people want to hear this point of view. And I think doing this kind of content is the kind of thing that can make breakthroughs. And particularly if people will, you know, share this with people, send it to other people. Like, I was really happy, like I was saying, that there was some new people from, a group of guys, a group of fellas
guys
that hadn't come around before, came around to the meeting on Saturday. And I was really happy to see them. I was thrilled to see them. And it was people that if you saw them, you would immediately think, you might think there might be people that saw these dudes just walking around the street. They might be like, those are probably like retarded pro-Israel boomers. But when I met them, I was like, what's going on? And they were like, they knew all the shit that we knew and they love what we were doing. And so I was like, this is very, I know Alex is not going to like it if I use the word white pilling. So I'll say it's very invigorating. It was very refreshing. It was very nice to meet a bunch of new guys like that had kind of come through our thing through a different avenue and knew all the same stuff and just see them and get to know them. It was really cool. So, yeah. I won't say white pilling. I'll say it was nice.
I think the contradictions of the system are just becoming a little too much for people to ignore.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yep. And I'm also getting, I'm getting field reports from our people that, like, the Israel thing, it's not.
Reports failed,
Tim. We're not really getting, like, there's not really a vibe out there amongst, like, the whites of, like, loving Israel. There's, like, it's, like, really all that shit is very, like, the average people, like, normal people, everyday whites who, we have our critiques of some of what they are, but, like, you're really not seeing these people out there like desperately waving their Jew flag. That's all fucking elite people and rich people and political activist people.
Rich
like
people,
this march they had in France. No, legitimately, like this march they had in France against anti-Semitism, it was literally all rich people and Jews. And of course, unfortunately, I can never respect Marie Le Pen again. She was out there doing this march against anti-Semitism in France.
Shut
and I'm like,
fuck up.
Fuck off, bitch. You can go join your dumb fucking niece and her stupid shit. Like, you're just, like...
Anti-Semitism.
Also, you understand...
Why can't I be?
You're not supporting anybody. You march for anti-Semitism. That's not going to lead to a single deportation. You know that, Le Pen, right? You understand that? So, yeah.
Yeah, that's better. I just put
Moldbug
in the tunnel, like, so it looks like he's way out there floating towards us.
He's clear pilling himself. But then we did have the Tommy Robinson thing over the weekend. That was now here's what's funny. So actually I got it. There's a video I'm gonna have to grab and we're gonna have to watch it on the show because I don't know if you saw this. Did you see where Tommy Robinson was talking about how much he loves fucking Hindus?
No, I didn't
see
that. Oh my god.
Oh dude. Okay,
open
dude. Let me grab the video. I know it's on Colette's Telegram. But he posts a lot, so I'm gonna have to find it. I'll get it and we'll get it. Basically, okay, here it is. After the protest at the Cenotaph, Tommy Robinson, and Colette was out there from the beginning telling people don't go to this. It's a trap. Which it was.
Is this the video? I never fixed this. No capture. Give me brave.
It probably is. Yes, this is it. This is it. This is
very
it.
Short.
So Tommy Robinson,
seconds.
Before we watch it, it's only a few seconds you need to watch it. Before we watch it, Tommy Robinson showed up briefly at the Cenotaph, which is a World War I, the memorial to the British that died in World War I, where they place poppies. It's a whole tradition that they do on Armistice Day, as they call it. We call it Veterans Day. And Patriotic Alternative placed poppies. Their poppy, their little thing said, no more brother wars. It was a very nice thing that they did. They did that, but they didn't go to do – they did that in Wales. They didn't go to the one – I think the one that they were at in England because
– you mean London?
They didn't want to be part of this thing. So they go there and 82 of them get arrested. But Tommy Robinson had only made a brief appearance and then scampered out in a taxi early in the morning. So he went. He didn't even stand with the dudes that he – he basically gaslit or convinced to go and do this dumb thing. 82 of them get arrested, and Suella Braverman gets fired after this thing. She gets fired, and now they put David Cameron, who's like a libtard, as the Home Secretary. So this is actually a perfect example of our point about how if you try to use the Jewish opposition to the pro-Palestine protests to make a generalized point about immigration, it won't work. Because here Tommy Robinson called for a counter-protest to Palestine, anti-Islamic, pro-Israel, and under the bullshit guise of phony, like, bulldog nationalism, which is bullshit. Under that phony guise, and he got a bunch of hooligans, or that was at least how he was taught. He's talking young lads, get a bunch of lads, lad culture here, right? Lad culture. Get a bunch of lads out to the cenotaph to defend it from these evil Muslims, who, by the way, weren't threatening it. They weren't anywhere near it. So what the fuck? So it was literally just a fucking trap. Because the police knew they were all going there. They went there, and they just arrested them all. Now, I'm assuming the guys that went there aren't really going to get in much trouble because they didn't even have a chance to do anything. They'll probably get like a minor charge or something. But what happens now is Suella Braverman is fired. So even this Pajit woman who was out there talking about how she's going to do something about immigration, you do a protest supposedly on behalf of Jews. All you do is set your own people up to get arrested, run away. Now the supposedly anti-immigration Home Secretary is fired, and they put a libtard, David Cameron, who used to be the prime minister, in that seat. And he is a libtard. So you now have a pro-immigration Home Secretary. Not that the fucking policies are really going to change, because frankly, Suella Braverman, who's married to a Jew and is an Indian, was always fake. She was always fake. It was always an act. And she was never going to actually do it, because if you're the Home Secretary, are you complaining about immigration instead of shutting it down?
Right.
That's your job. So you have the power to stop this. Whole fucking thing is, it just shows you everything we predict turns out to happen. And the problem is people that just...
Hey, thanks for tuning in to today's Daily Shoah. The first half, anyway, with annoying ads interrupting it throughout. You can get away from this by going to therightstuff.biz/paywall and signing up for a subscription. You will be treated to the full show on a convenient RSS feed in one giant file. You'll never have to hear these sales pitches again, and you'll get to comment and use the Bang forum. What fun! Join us, therightstuff.biz/paywall.
Don't want to work in reality? Get angry, because like I'd rather just things that I think are real but aren't, or I wish were real, were true. Let me just pretend this stuff is true, or people who are just fucking closet Zionists get angry. Well, we predicted all of it. Mark predicted all of it. And he's saying now they're going to fucking pass new rules and new regs that are going to make it difficult for anybody to protest anything in the UK. And that's what you're going to get. And not a single Muslim is going to be deported, because the Jews in Israel like them in London and don't want them in Palestine or Syria. It's so obvious. We've said it a million times, and not a single one of these fucking people has ever countered the argument. But here's your fucking based agreeing with Jews Tommy Robinson. Let's hear what he has to say.
Okay. Going, here we go.
Open your borders to Hindus or Sikhs. They'll come and work hard and be great citizens in your country. So happy Diwali. Open your borders.
Oh, that's even like a little bit of a censored one. I've got one that's a little bit more, a little bit longer here. Hold on.
Tommy Robinson. Right.
I have one. Yeah, no, he's open borders, right. Tommy.
I have this one. It's a minute long.
Just a quick one, ladies. The image of me that's been shared this week, sitting down with the Sikh gentleman, who I believe people are putting the allegation that he's a Khalistani, is from years and years ago. Yeah, I was unaware of what Khalistani is years and years ago. I was unaware. I've seen the allegations that they're funded by Pakistan. I've seen lots, which I was unaware of. I have a very positive relationship in the UK with the Sikh community. I've worked alongside them and cooperated with them in the tackling of sexual exploitation, the rape of all of our daughters. The Sikh organisation I've worked with on that also talk in Hindu temples. I've been to Hindu temples with them. So I've seen the accusations of Khalistanis. I have been asked at times to promote freedom of people. As I said, this is going back years and years. Yeah? Years and years.
Yeah.
Just to make you aware that the recent post is from a long time ago.
I don't, all right, I don't know what the fuck he's talking about.
All right, well, that's not the one. Like, let me see. Where did I? Where I had this? Where
I'm glad. I'm glad that to. I'm glad that to like fight back against like nigger rape. You're going to, you know.
All right. So seek.
Holy shit!
Again, really, it seems like work. It seems like, you know, you're always doing something fucking weird. Like, what's going on? Seems like Tommy Robbins is always up to his ears in some fucking weird fucking gay shit. Like, I don't know how does it keep happening, buddy? Mm. How does it keep happening? So this one is I'll get this one to you in a second. It's like an extension of the other one, but I think people should check into it. Let me see, share link.
Oh, I fucking another, like, all these videos, it's the same, it's him doing the same thing in the same angle.
Well, here's this one. This is the one this is the one that Mark shared on his Telegram, that this is the one that's fucking retarded. Oh, so
God. Okay. Come on, Mega. You can do it.
I mean, it's all ridiculous.
You can do it. We can do it. We can do it.
There we go.
Just a quick happy Diwali from me to everyone who's celebrating it today. I'd like to express our gratitude as British citizens, because Hindus and Sikhs have been a great shining example of how immigration can work and can benefit. Yeah. How it does work. How,
you know, I would just want to jump in there. Like, if you have an immigration group that's not of your same like race and ethnicity that like does what you think is a decent job, that's bad, because you don't want a precedent that immigration can be good.
Yeah. It normalizes the whole thing.
You don't want to normalize, you know,
how about every fucking white British man whose job was replaced by a fucking Pajit.
Because they come and they work hard.
Tell him that it's a successful.
Get out.
Tell him it's a successful program.
Do you remember?
I mean,
do you remember Chink Wigger was talking about, like, why are you so anti-immigrant? Why do you like immigrants? Like, my parents came here. They were great for this country. And it's like, yeah, they advocated for immigrants, and now you're here. And there's a bunch more of you here. Like, that's not good.
Yeah, like, that's like, not good. Okay, your parents came.
You came and they advocated for immigrants, and they created more immigration. Like, what? That's not good.
Well, this is also the flaw of the economic base view of society the economic utilitarian argument for immigration.
Right.
Because it's like, one, it's like Chink Wigger could say, my parents came and they had money, and I'm sure he came from a family with money that weren't like a burden on the system. But it's not even just that. It's like, well, first of all, now you just have a bunch of fucking Turks running around. Like, that's a problem. That's just annoying. And now, like, then they're advocating for more immigration, and they're like creating a politically normalized. And of course, they're promoted to be everything. The whole fucking thing. We all understand it. Like, Chink Wigger, why are you even a spokesperson in our country?
Yeah. Get out.
Like, why are you even a known opinion maker in our fucking country? Like, why? So. Like, that. What is that? What do you call that? What kind of supremacy? What kind of unfairness is that? When do white people get to make our own opinions for our own selves without minders, without Jewish minders finger wagging at us and censoring and shutting down various opinions?
Can I go make policy decisions for Turkey? Can I go do that?
Right.
Well, there and be a no. Right. I can't. Right.
Oh, well, there's Turkey has other ethnic groups too. Yeah. Well, you know what? Turkey actually practices Turkish ethnic group supremacy over those other ethnic groups. And also, that's not my problem. I don't care.
All right, let's finish Tommy.
Turkey, do what you want. I don't
work
fuck.
And can benefit, yeah? How it does work, how they integrated, assimilated, and they're very peaceful, harmonious communities.
Oh, shut the fuck
so,
up.
To all the...
Yeah, but they're like Sikh communities, and they're weird, and I don't want to live there, and I shouldn't have to look at them.
Angela Merkel's of the world, who said they need to open the borders to match, because we haven't got enough of a birth rate. Open your borders to Hindus or Sikhs. They'll come and work hard and be great citizens in your country. Like, so happy to...
You know what'll do well?
Like,
you know
why can't white people have our own peaceful, harmonious communities? Why is it that we, first of all, I love this patting the brown person on the back for actually not being a violent destroyer of communities. Oh, great job. Let's find the one time. Why are we morally obligated to find, like, the one kind? First of all, I question the premise. But second of all, like, the one type of brown person who isn't, like, a violent community-destroying negative force in your country. And this guy is so – it's like boomers that, like, fall all over themselves for the one black person who does, like, a decent thing for another person.
Right.
Like, you know, it's like, oh, look, that black person managed to not be a complete fucking piece of shit. Let's, like, heap praise upon them. Like, this is some kind of weird, like, fucking moral cuckoldry. Like, it's all fucking – the attempting to find a way – So, like, I can – look, I – Muslims, let's do that. Let's focus on them. And, oh, in order to do that, let's find people that look just like Muslims but are okay, even though they're still, like, you know, have a bunch of other issues, like the fact that they're annoying, they're rapey, they're weird, they don't fit in, and they take – they're, like, functional enough to take, like, decent-level skilled labor away from white people. So it's actually bad.
So the sad thing is he's speaking from a country where whites are the natives.
Right, they're actually the indigenous population.
It's indigenous, it's a fucking indigenous population there.
What if
so you're advocating for essentially a type of ethnic cleansing in your own country? It's bizarre.
What would happen to birth rates among white people in their countries if they suddenly were no longer occupied by a hostile Jewish-controlled government?
Yeah,
would that have any effect on it? Maybe we wouldn't need to open the borders for anybody. Maybe we could just have a population of people. That just like
exists. Well, maybe we could just adjust the policies and the way the government operates according to the
but I mean like population. just instantly just becoming a not like right now you're a prison population. What happens when you're not anymore?
Yeah,
does that have any effect?
Well, birth rate the fetishization of birth rates generally I think is ultimately leads to people being susceptible to the argument that we have to have some kind of immigration because we always have to have economic growth and therefore we always have to have a expanding population. And I'm just like, I wouldn't like necessarily assume any of that.
Well, I guess,
and if white people population is shrinking, actually advantages can be gained from that, like higher standards of living for everybody. Particularly if you introduce more like automation and more capital, like it could be very well that in fact, one of the reactions people have to more automation and more capital in production processes is lowering birth rates because you don't need as many people to have as much production. If that's true, then maybe we actually analyze that that's something that's true about people and we just accept it and actually tailor policies to that. Or we can do things to try and boost the birth rate, like by subsidizing marriage and family formation. We can do all these things. But none of this should be the assumption is that we always must have an expanding population. The only people that really want that are frankly like capitalist speculators, like people that speculate. Well,
to me, the problem is if you think that you're going to solve your issue with your population, your replacement rate being too low by bringing in immigrants, just a Band-Aid anyway.
Right.
It's just a Band-Aid. You're going to eventually run out of fucking immigrants. It's going to happen. So right. Why don't you address your endogenous issues instead of trying to constantly scaffold up your system with more immigration?
Right. And maybe let's all, again, also, yes, as we say, and also I would even add to that. Let's question our basic premises here. Like we always need to have a growing population. Like that's another, well, that's
you
just
don't necessarily need a growing population. Realistically, you should have a stable population.
Right. But yes, I mean, yeah.
Let's finish Tommy's
statement
here.
But these are the kinds of questions that should be asked, like the assumption that the population must be growing in order to provide the labor needed for the kind of growth that we need. And it's like growth for who? Because is this growth leading to better standards of living? Because if you're just bringing in more and more people to keep same levels of growth, but it's just continually hoarded and, in fact, increasingly hoarded by people at the top, in fact, there is a distinct link between homogeneity and different and like lower, more income equality. Income equality is actually linked to racial homogeneity, and immigration and diversity are linked to income disparities, linked to massive incomes at the top and a much larger population with lower incomes at the bottom. It's a third world model. And when you import third world people, you get third world results. Yeah. And that is the income disparity where you have a few people with lots of money and everybody else is poor. And that's what our countries are going to become. And that's what it's going to start when you start saying, oh, Hindus and Sikhs are okay. You are already going down the road. And just like he says this here, when Muslims become the target of the people we don't want, Muslims aren't even a problem immigration-wise in America. It's Mexicans and Africans. And so when you say, at least you aren't Muslim, I remember this happening after 9/11. Everybody was so angry at Arabs and Middle Easterners that if you saw a brown guy, Anthony was even saying this. I remember Opie and Anthony were saying this in their show. Like, yeah, you know, I'm starting to look askance at some of these brown-skinned guys, but as soon as I hear them speaking Spanish, I'm like, okay, you're cool. And I'm like, I don't think they're cool. They're still fucking beaners, and they're a much bigger problem than Arabs are. So, like, when you focus on that, in America, it would be even worse. It would be even more disastrous than in Europe to focus on Muslims as the immigration problem, because we don't even have very many. And that's going to lead you to be like, oh, all these Catholic, Christian, Mexicans or evangelical Mexicans, like, they're cool. And don't think that beaners won't start showing up to the border in a fucking Israeli flag t-shirt, because they're probably already doing it. They're saying, like, look, I love Israel and I'm gay. And America's like, here, welcome. You're welcome. Enter. Please, here's many subsidies.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
I mean, I don't know. Fundamentally, he's not trying to solve any kind of birth rate problem.
Immigration. No, he has said himself, he has actually done other live streams in the last few days, or other Twitter spaces, whatever the fuck they call it, where he's basically said his only concern is Islam. And he thinks he doesn't like Islam because Islam is backwards, it's against women's rights, it's fascistic, and it's anti-Semitic. So that is Tommy Robinson's fundamental fucking reasoning behind everything he does. He's not against immigration. He's not a British nationalist. He certainly doesn't give a fuck about the white race or even the white British race. He doesn't give a shit about any of that. He is fully on board with, capitalist realism, the idea we need these new people, and, like, let's just get the ones that aren't Muslim. That's all that he cares about. And the reasoning is because the bringing in Muslims means a Jew might have to feel some amount of discomfort. That is Tommy Robinson's agenda. That's what he's about. He says it himself.
I think Jews should feel a lot of discomfort.
Why the fuck do I give a shit?
To you in India, wherever you're celebrating in the UK, for the Hindu community in the UK, who I know have faced a lot of persecution at the same time from Islamists and extremists, we stand with you and always will.
Yeah, yikes.
Okay.
Wait. You face persecution from Muslims? Tommy,
he's saying the Hindus face persecution from Muslims.
I mean,
that's
the issue there. You know, when I think of UK's political problems, that's the first thing that comes to mind. It's like, are the Muslims there persecuting the Hindus too much? What can we do about the UK and their Hindu, their intra-racial, like, strife?
One of the funny things is everybody makes fun of Pajits. Like, one thing I'll say, I'm not trying to validate these, but it might be true, because I see these Arabs, they fucking, like, when I look at these, like, Lebanese channels on Telegram and shit, they are fucking brutal. Their bans towards Pajits are fucking brutal. Like, Arabs, like, but the thing is, Pajits are just, like, the meme punching bag of everybody, because they're fucking, like, effeminate, weird, rapey, creepy dudes that smell funny and look weird. Like, everyone makes fun of them. Like, they are just, like, everybody makes fun of them. I'm sorry. And
they're Israel's backup country right now, too.
That's on some level, that's a perfectly Zionist talking point, because Jews are like, hey, look, if whites aren't going to be a reliable, like,
go to the rightstuff.biz/paywall for your subscription today.
Functionary class to run our institutions and click the right button, you know, and close the right ticket. Like, maybe we just get Pajits doing that shit. And they'll, since they don't have, like, any idea of, like, not just, like, kissing the ass of any authority, then they won't have like the white people thing of having, like, an idea of principles and morals and maybe fighting back against injustices where they see them. Like, the Pajis don't give any fucks about any of that, so, like, let's just bring them in. Let's be unquestioning automatons just clicking buttons and closing tickets for us, and, like, that's all we need. So, yeah,
all right, well, let's take a break here. I think we made it far enough.
Yes.
Talk about comic books or something.
I did enough of that over the weekend. There was a whole big powwow we had.
Well, I've done enough of this this morning. I've done enough of this. Yeah. Let me be right back. Oh. that's the wrong file. That was the wrong file, folks. We need our good friend here.
All right.
Our good friend, Alexander Gordon Johannes.
You are listening to the Daily Shower. As racist and sexist as they can be. We're gonna offend you, isn't it funny? La 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 la!